Even though voters here approved legalization and regulation of marijuana, under federal law, possession of the drug can still result in prison time. It's classified as a Schedule I drug, on par with heroin. The Obama administration could sue to stop Washington and Colorado from implementing new marijuana laws, but the pro-legalization group LEAP, which stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, hopes the president does the opposite. Here's LEAP Executive Director Neil Franklin.
He can take his ink pen and sign an executive order for the DEA to remove marijuana from Schedule I, allow the states and the voters to do what they feel is best for their communities.
Alice Huffman, who's on the board of LEAP and the NAACP, believes federal marijuana laws are part of a failed war on drugs that has unfairly targeted African-American communities. She says President Obama, who himself used marijuana as a teenager, should be sympathetic.
I am hopeful that our president, who has had some experiences of his own with marijuana that didn't seem to prevent him from moving forward, will see the light and get rid of this stigma.
The response from the administration and the Justice Department is that they are reviewing their options. Meanwhile, a United Nations official is urging the U.S. to move swiftly to invalidate the new marijuana laws in Washington and Colorado and to take necessary measures to ensure that marijuana possession remains illegal throughout the U.S. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.